Of relationship show back live tonight. Gonna try to have a little fun talking about, you know, what sort of kicks it up in your sexual realm, you know, what gets you all hot and bothered. And we're gonna be talking about this in about 1 minute. And also, I'm gonna take your questions as always. Type in your discussion, your chat questions, and something new next week. Gonna be having a toll free call in number starting next Wednesday. So pay attention. We're going to kick it up in a little bit about what gets you hot and bothered and owning your sexuality. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Art of Relationships show. Greg is Detroit's love guru, a licensed professional counselor, a relationship and sex specialist. The Art of Relationship show will cover crucial elements in rebuilding the trust, emotional, and physical intimacy in your life. No more tit-for-tat arguments. Greg gets to the root of your challenges in a rapid, matter-of-fact format, plus applies compassion and humor. Join in discovering how to improve your romantic relationship and your own life. Yes, Greg also helps the single people out there. So listen, laugh, and climax. Greg is a licensed professional counselor, though to many, he's known as Detroit's love guru. The Art of Relationship show is copyrighted. No use of the show in part or full is permitted without express written consent. The Art of Relationship show is for mature audiences. Parental advisory is highly advised.
And we're back. This is live, of course, so I trip over my tongue. I might have a brain fart now and then. I'm live. This is just me, okay? So hopefully we can kick it up, have a few maybe laughs, whatever, and also help you have the relationship that you've always craved and also help you become the person you've always wanted to become as far as, you know, kicking up confidence a little bit, maybe being more open sexually. And we're going to talk about that tonight. And I have, you know, over numerous episodes over the years as well. And I want to know, have a little fun, you know what? And also own your sexuality as far as what gets you hot and bothered. And I talked about this very thing during the week and looking at, you know what? How do you own your sexuality? What do you need to, you know what, get you all hot and bothered? Do you like passionate kisses? You know what? Do you like dirty talk? Do you like hitting it up? Do you like a little maybe emotional, intimate connection that's more sensual, more compliment driven, that you're beautiful, you're hot, you're the woman of my dreams, or you're the man of my dreams, that type of aspect? What gets you all hot and bothered? Or are you one that just wants to get thrown up against the wall and get your hair pulled? Well, I have no hair, so that's not going to work for me. So I want to look at the situation. You know what? Type in your topic, your questions down below in the chat, okay? As we kick it off right now on the Art of Relationship show. Now, going after, I want to know, you know, what gets you hot and bothered? Are you able to own that in your relationship? Or also, you know, for the single people out there dating around, whatever, are you able to own your relationship? And it's sort of ironic, if you will, where a lot of people will, you know what, they'll be more confident when there isn't that much at stake. Meaning, you know what, emotionally, there isn't that much at stake. Maybe you're just dating, playing around, want a one-night stand. You know what, that's okay. It's 2020. It's your life. And no one should judge you, should slut shame you, should sex shame you at all. You own your sexuality. And coming back down to it, sort of ironic how many people could be not know someone that well, have a one-night stand or whatever, and not really care and be more open and confident sexually. However, when you are in a long-term relationship, ooh, you have a lot more at stake, don't you? Your heart, your soul could be involved, and you might lose that person. So you start thinking that you're going to be judged, that your confidence sort of gets lowered a little bit. My question is, I don't want that to happen. In a long-term relationship, I would hope your sexuality and your confidence and what turns you on and what gets you all hot and hard and maybe wet, ladies out there as well, that you should be able to be more confident in a long-term relationship. That is not always the case, sadly. A friend of mine, you know, huge sexuality research with the Kinsey Institute, Justin Lee Miller, just come out, posted on Twitter. That's not always the case either. And I agree with that, where a lot of people, you know what, they've been married 5, 10, 20 years, and they still don't know what their partner wants or needs, what really turns them on, what really gets them hard, what really gets them wet. And let's face it, do those things change over years? They can, right? Our bodies change, our attitudes change, maybe our insecurities change as well. However, I want to know, if you don't know what gets you all hot and bothered, how are you going to be able to teach or express that to your partner? Or are they just supposed to know, right? How many women out there, how many men out there think that your partner is just supposed to know what gets you all hot and bothered? And you know what? That's not the case. We might know. We might assume, right? We all know what happens with that. And I want you to be more clear and own your sexuality to be able to go after, you know what? This is huge for me. I love it. I love it. I get really wet. And there's, you know, when you talk dirty to me, I get wet when you give me compliments, that type of thing. Or, you know what? You get me hard when you tell me how much, you know what? You want to rip my clothes off, baby. Or you know, want to devour me, or you want to suck me, you want to lick me, whatever it is, okay? And some people, you know what, talking dirty or that type of aspect, right? Maybe it turns you off. Again, this is not about a right or wrong. And a lot of people get in this attitude, oh, you're wrong for this, or you're wrong for that. No, it's just different. And you have to learn what really gets you hot and bothered. And there's a difference, right, between, oh, I'm turned on, and, oh, my God, rip my clothes off, give it to me now, right? Huge difference. So I want you to be able to go after it and, you know, give me some insights about what drives you wild. What gets you hot? Is it, you know, long caresses along the arm type of aspect, right, that you caress or you kiss on the arm, the inside of the thighs? And this goes for guys, too. How many women are able to, you know what, implement foreplay with your men? And does that drive them wild? A little teasing, a little playfulness. And a lot of women, you know, talk about foreplay. How many women are actually confident in giving, you know, foreplay, performing foreplay on your man, and what drives him nuts, right? And let's face it, women, you are going to go after, yeah, women, just suck it, right? Just suck it, lick it. That's all a man wants for foreplay. Maybe men like his nipples played with. Maybe he wants his chest kissed and licked, oh, so slowly. And maybe that's going to drive him wild and just want to devour you into the process type of thing, right? So you think about what you like, ladies, as far as gets you hot and bothered. And we all know certain moods, right? There's animalistic, rip each other's clothes off, and more maybe loving and passionate that really drives us wild. Again, people, get away from the right and wrong, and get away from, you know what, being ashamed of what you want and what drives you wild. And I want to know, you know, what gets in the way of you from really unleashing your sexuality, unleashing, telling your partner what you love and what devoured, you know, how you want to be devoured, how you want to be, you know, just passion filled, and how you want to just be elated and just drives you wild. Right? It's different. It's subjective. It's not a right or wrong. And some people, let's face it, you're afraid to be judged. You're afraid to be criticized, right? A lot of people are. Or, you know what? My partner tells me, you know, what drives her wild or what drives him wild, that type of thing. And I might be afraid I'm going to do something wrong. I'm not going to do it right. Or my partner, if I say I want this, right? Oh my God, that's gross. Or oh my God, Dad, why do you want that? That's weird. Get away from the judgments, right? You, first of all, like I said, when people are after a one-night stand, it's sort of ironic. They don't really care. They're able to be wild and wet and all this stuff and not really care because there's not really your heart and soul at stake, right? You're not losing a love. You're not losing your heart and soul or your soulmate as you are maybe in a long-term relationship. Well, hopefully you should be that way, right? Or a I want to help you get there. What gets in the way of you sort of exploring your own sexuality, right? What do you fantasize about? Does that also get you hot and bothered, whatever? Role-playing situation. What does it for you, right? And it could be caressing. And there's, you know, down below in the, you know, a couple posts below, people talked about what drives them wild and crazy. And I even threw my criteria out, if you want to call it criteria, threw mine out as far as maybe what drives me wild or what, you know, what I look for and what, you know, really gets me hot and bothered. I love soulful eyes. I love a woman that is able to be confident in her sexuality and express herself in that way, what she wants to do to me, that type of thing. What, you know what? What gets you? We all have more subtle ways, right? It all depends, right? But when we're talking about the cardinal animalistic aspect, what really kicks it in for you? And a lot of people, you know, sort of mentioned about, you know what? Intelligence, deep conversations. I love that. I love being able to talk about anything on a deep level, not necessarily about, oh, how's the weather? How was work? You know, what bills you got to pay? That type of thing. Not that that's not important. No, but that you can have more a deep understanding, a deep, you know what? What are your fantasies? What are your goals? What would you like to accomplish? You know what? Your passions, what's holding you back from going after maybe job change, career change, that type of thing. And that, you know, when you find somebody is more intrigued in what you do and about you, that can really drive you back and get you hired and get you, oh my God, they're into you. And like I mentioned on a previous episode, there I go. I talked about tripping over my tongue, right? Being able to look at, you know, most people, when they know you are into them, it sort of turns them on, right? Knowing you turn somebody else on and they're into you, that's a turn on in itself for most people. And I mentioned this many, many times. A lot of women, right? What turns them on is knowing that they turn their man on, right? And let's face it, I think it works for men too, that knowing that I turn, you know, my lady on, I turn, you know, it's a huge turn on. Let's face it. If we think or we don't know we turn our partner on, it makes us sort of insecure. It makes us sort of back off and we sort of are more timid than that confidence. You know what? I know exactly what you want. I know what works for you. I know what gets you wet. And you know what? In certain moods, you like to be teased before you like to be pleased a little bit. And how many men are like that? Are you able to, you know what? Show your woman what you like, right? And it's not just, oh, going downtown, if you know what I mean, right? Go after, kick it up a notch. Be more confident. Be more open as far as what works for you and what really drives you wild. Again, it's not coming up after, you know, the situation of being a right or wrong or that type of situation. It is going after your desire, your cardinal knowledge. And a lot of people won't allow themselves to go after it. They hold themselves back. Oh, I'm a wife now. I'm a mother. I can't ever be that sexual goddess that I used to be, or, you know, I want to be. Or maybe religious practices get in the way shamefully of your sexuality or how you were raised by your parents, your culture, those aspects. And that is holding you back from allowing yourself to be devoured sexually. You know what? To be able to go after and say, this gets me wet. This gets me hard. Oh my God, I love it when you do this. And again, you know, in a long-term relationship, I'm hoping you're able to read each other more and learn from each other what works. And it's not just a trial and error. Sometimes it is, but we know, you know, with experiments, trial and error can take a long time. It can build frustration. It's, let's face it, a lot easier if we know what we like about ourselves. And part of that is, right, past experiences, and it's not a competition or a comparison, if you will. Not at all. It's going after, you know what, I like this. I want this with you. And a lot of people, you know what? Oh, what really turned you on before? I ain't doing that. Or, oh my God, that was your past. That was that type of situation. Or can you be more confident and say, you know what? I'm going to be the best you ever had. I'm going to get you harder than you've ever been, you know, hard before. I'm going to get you so wet you never even thought you were wet before until now. Those type of situations and going after it and learning from each other in a huge aspect, which men and women, for the most part, they go after about what really turns them on, what really, you know what, gets them hot and bothered is confidence. Knowing, you know what, your partner is confident in themselves. This goes for men, goes for women, goes for heterosexual individuals, goes for bisexual, goes for same-sex couples. Across the board, confidence tends to turn most people on, right? And even you look at a lot of women and they're turned on by arrogance. That's not always healthy. But what underlines that, they view arrogance as confidence. No, confidence is about being humble, right? And feeling safe. And how many people, what drives you, you know, wild and drives you, you know what, insanely hot? Is it part of risk taking? Maybe that takes it. Maybe you're into, BDSM. Maybe you're into, you know, being a dom, submissive role, that type of aspect. And the risk taking, the, you know, sort of being on the edge turns you on and gets you hot and bothered. What? Talk about it. Talk about it with your partner. It's not going after the right and wrong scenario, okay? And I want you to own that and think about what really turns you on. Or how many people get in a situation as far as, you know, you're not able to look at to where, I can't bring this up because my partner's going to get jealous if I say I like this. Where'd you learn that? Where'd you learn that? That type of thing, right? And that is a lack of, let's face it, a lack of confidence. It's insecurity. So a lot of people hold back with their sexuality. And what really drives them wild is, you know, fear of maybe hurting the other person's feelings or, right, the judgment. Well, you know what? I don't want them thinking of me with somebody else. It's not about that. I want to do this with you. And it's just about you and I. That type of situation. It's not a comparison. Those people, let's face it, that lack confidence, that have insecurities, both women and men, they don't want to know what drives you wild, sadly, right? They don't want to know because they're thinking, oh my God, they're picturing you with a former lover or picturing you with an ex, that type of situation. They can't handle it. I want people out there to be confident, say, you know what? I'm going to be better. You know what? What drives you wild? I'm going to even drive you even wilder and hotter and harder and, you know, get you more wet and make your toes curl even more. What would it take for you to be able to do that? Number one is the want, right? Do you want that or does that scare you? Not judging, just asking. People know me. I don't get into judging, bashing, that type of situation at all. I want to know, what do you do to own those situations? And it's not the, you know what? The fear, the insecurity that blocks it. And is that what really blocks it from you about getting hot and bothered in that type of situation? How many people are, you know, are blocked in that way because of body image aspects, okay? That they don't think they're sexy enough, that, you know what, their penis might be too small or too skinny, or, you know, I got a beer belly, I got love handles, that type of situation, or I got stretch marks now from having kids, my boobs aren't big enough. And all those insecurities get in the way of you enjoying yourself sexually to the fullest, okay? And if you picture, you know, how would you be sexually pleased to the fullest, do you have an idea of what would work for you, right? What gets in the way of that? Oh, what might people think? And it's sort of ironic, you know, when you think about, you fantasize, oh, I never could bring this up because I'm going to be judged. I want you to own it, right? I want you to be comfortable in your own skin sexually. Because if you don't know, how is your partner or future partner going to know or realize what really drives you wild, right? Maybe you want to be tied to the bedpost. You want to be handcuffed. Maybe you want to just be, you know, plopped over the table, right? Laid on the table and, you know, be ridden hard. Maybe you just want to be teased a little bit with a little, maybe a little feather, a little, maybe cotton ball, that type of thing, a little piece of felt. Maybe, you know, feeling leather gets you all hot and bothered too. You know what? Why don't you try these aspects, right? Now, what about incorporating what gets you hot and bothered when it comes to the senses? I already mentioned maybe a little tickling, right? Sorry, the feather, the leather, that type of thing. Maybe a little cotton. You like that aspect, okay? Maybe a little satin or silk. The texture, right? What about the scents? What about other senses as far as what do you like to smell? What do you want to hear, right? What do you want to taste that gets you all hot and bothered and wild? Think about it. Give yourself permission to go there and explore and not hold back, okay? That doesn't mean we don't have boundaries. Don't. Greg said I need to be able to do everything and, you know, be comfortable with everything. That isn't what I meant. We all have boundaries. But looking at, you know, holding yourself back on really what you want to do, is it based on your faulty value systems? Like I said, how you were raised, body image aspects. Get away from that and become more, you know, sexually open and confident. And there is a book usually recommended for women. I also recommend it for men. It's Come As You Are. And I just got a brain fart on the author too. Great book. And it's one of those things to be able to be more comfortable in, you know, sexuality, more driven for women, but men can learn from it too. And it's called Come As You Are, to get more confident in your skin and look at, you know what, most people have insecurities, right? So it's okay to have them. I don't want them to get in the way for you to have a hot, passionate, hard, and wet sex life, okay? And even those people, when they're, you know, older in age, you don't think about, right, hot and bothered anymore. My question is, why not, right? His penis doesn't work anymore, right? It happens, right? As men get age, and maybe, you know, Viagra, Cialis, other things might not work type well, but there are other things that can still drive you wild and sexual, that type of thing. Maybe you can use a strap-on. Maybe, you know, just oral sex or manual stimulation can drive you hot and wild without penetrative sex. These are all things that a lot of people, a lot of myths out there, well, if they're not like this, if they're not like this, if I can't, you know, perform this way, learn. There are so many different ways to be satisfied sexually, and it's up to you to learn, to be okay with it, okay? And open your consciousness sexually. Open, you know, your, challenge your beliefs, challenge your own insecurities. You know, what makes you insecure and what would make you feel more confident, and then go after it and own your own body, how it is now. Own, you know, how you want to be, and do not let, you know what, faulty belief systems, they're all over the place, right? With society, religions, how we're raised. If we're very conservative, oh, I can't think this or I can't like this because it's wrong, it's evil. Need to stop that, okay? As long as it's consensual, as long as it's not hurting anybody or hurting yourself and you love it, go after it, okay? Get away from judgment and own your own sexuality, own your own confidence level, and see where that takes you and explore those horizons, right? And really start contemplating, write down, think about, dream, type, email yourself, whatever, text yourself, right? What fantasies you like. And it's sort of ironic, a lot of people, they're still in, mainly women, they're still in romantic novels, right? They're even to romantic erotica. Ooh, and I know of quite a few erotic authors in the Metro Detroit area too, and they really get going and get a little freaky in their books and all that stuff. And are you able to learn from that and think about ways to expand your horizon? Give yourself permission to, you know what, to be hot, to be bothered, and it's not being judged by anybody else, okay? Don't allow others to come into your life and your values and what you like. No, you own that. Do not allow people to have power over your sexuality and what you own. Again, as long as it is consensual, you get me? And it's not hurting anybody else or hurting yourself. So expand. start learning, start, you know what, being okay and owning what gets you so hard and what gets you so wet out there, people, okay? And go after it. Again, you know what? Check out my website, theartofrelationships.org, and you can catch me live right here every Wednesday at 8 p.m. And I appreciate everybody tuning in. Again, thanks for tuning in to the Art of Relationships show. Be here every Wednesday live on Facebook. Check it out. Make sure to follow me. It's right here. Listen on Twitter, on Instagram, on YouTube as well, okay? Take care, everybody. Peace and love.
Here are some things we're against. Hidden fees, penalty charges, and higher rates that drain your household budget. At Michigan's Credit Unions, what we do can sometimes be best defined by what we don't do. It's how we offer lower rates on auto loans, lower mortgage closing costs, and a nationwide network of fee-free ATMs. To make every dollar you earn go further, go to a place that values you more. Click the banner to find a Michigan Credit Union.